It's PacView's Melissa Burdick, the Wizard of Woodland Hills Shree, special guest host Jackie Danowski from Flywheel, and I'm PVSB, also from Flywheel, a division of Omnicom. Before we get to the CPG Guys episode you've downloaded, it's the week of April 29th, an ACDS annual week, and it's time for the Fresh Four. Four curated news stories from the past week. We find them masterfully intriguing. We hope you do too. They're brought to you through our partnership with RetailWit, your one-stop shop for retail industry intelligence and news. RetailWit.com, it's retail right now. Sheree, lead us off, would you?
Albertsons has been named the 2024 winner of the Webby Award for People's Voice Top Shopping and Retail App. I am so immensely proud of the shopper experience team, our engineering counterparts, and all of our cross-functional partners across the organization. Cheers to your hard work and customer obsession, said Jill Pavlovich, SVP of Customer Experience at Albertsons. 23 individual Albertsons associates were recognized in earning this award. Congratulations to all of you, and over to you, Melissa.
Best Buy and CNET are combining their ad inventory. Consumer electronics retailer Best Buy and digital publisher CNET are teaming up to create a new retail media model. The electronics retailer and the publisher are combining their ad inventory, allowing advertisers to buy across Best Buy Ads retail media network and alongside CNET's tech review-focused editorial content, and measure whether ads seen on either platform drove sales. In a month-long survey during which CNET content was displayed nationally across Best Buy's in-store TV walls, 86% of respondents said the content made them more confident in their purchases. It also garnered a 25% lift in purchase intent, according to the companies. Super interesting space as retailers continue to look for differentiation.
Thank you, Melissa. The National Association of Chain Drugstore annual meeting set to take place this week in Palm Beach, Florida. The annual meeting of the NACDS is set to begin Sunday, April 27th at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida. Featured speakers include Walter Isaacson and Arthur C. Brooks. NACDS annual is noted for the strategic meetings that transpire between retailers, consumer goods manufacturers, sales and marketing agencies, and other ecosystem service partners. If you're on a budget, make sure to get a hot dog at the poolside restaurant at $27. It is the least expensive menu entree offered at this five-star resort. Brian, Sheree, and Andrea are all in attendance this year. Closing it out, Jackie.
Hello, Fresh Four listeners. Red Bull Pink Edition Sugar-Free hits shelves. Red Bull is launching a new permanent sugar-free edition this summer. Red Bull Pink Edition Sugar-Free combines raspberry and forest fruits with herbal notes of verbena. It is the second new variant introduced by the brand this year, and the first fully sugar-free flavor in its portfolio, aiming to attract new shoppers to the category. Red Bull editions have been largely incremental to the brand, with 50% of edition buyers being new to Red Bull as they grow their flavor offering.
Thank you, Jackie, and welcome as a guest host to the Fresh Four. That's it for the Fresh Four. Now on to the CPG Guys episode that you've downloaded.
Hey, Peter, do you know there's an upcoming event I'm getting excited about?
Do tell.
It's the Cornell Omnichannel Leadership Program taking place in New York City this June from the 10th through the 13th.
Hey, you remember I took that course 2 years ago. Hands down the best exec ed program I've participated in.
Indeed, Peter. Cornell is bringing together CPG and retail industry executives and visionaries along with the very best academics to deliver an outstanding curriculum designed to help participants build a high-performing customer journey and level up their organizations in everything omnichannel, Peter.
I love that it's in person, happening at Cornell Tech's campus in the business mecca of the world, New York City. It's a very intimate setting. Participants get to interact with industry luminaries, professors, and their contemporaries over the three-day event.
And the course was designed by Cornell in partnership with a host of blue chip, large market cap retailers and consumer goods manufacturers that include Ahold Delhaize, Kellanova, Walmart, Monster Energy, and Dick's Sporting Goods, just to name a few.
And check out who some of the speakers will be. Carrie Sander from Kellanova, our friends AJ Sharma from Bayer Health, Suzanne Long from Albertsons, and Tanya Herring from Ahold Delhaize.
Friends of the CPG Guys, indeed. And they may even see a CPG guy or two at the front of the room. They purposely keep the attendee list small and ensure great networking by requiring a short app. It's only a few questions, but that application makes sure that the right people in the room to have really valuable discussions on these topics. 80% of the spots are already taken, though.
So how do people learn more about Cornell's Omnichannel Leadership Program?
So easy, Peter. There's a link to the program page in the digital liner notes of this episode and in the navigation bar of none other than our website, cpgguys.com. Come back and check it out right there.
Welcome to another episode of the CPG Guys podcast. Our hosts, Sri Raj Gopalan, Peter V.S. Bolland, and Brian Gildenberg, explore how brands and retailers engage consumers in an increasingly digitally driven world. And now, here are the CPG Guys. Hello and welcome to the CPG Guys podcast. I'm PVSB, and I'm not co-hosting this podcast along with my partners. I work at Flywheel, a division of Omnicom that helps brands of all sizes grow their full funnel commerce. And today for our conversation, along with me, is my fellow co-founder of the CPG Guys. Please listen to his elder daughter, Ria Raj's music at riaraj.com. Link in the digital liner notes to this episode. And his younger daughter, Laura, on her journey as a founding member of the Cat's Eye Girls band, which debuts its first album in just a couple of months in June of this year. Let me welcome my podcasting ride or die sidekick. He's the man known as Sri. Sri, Laura moved out of the house into the new Cat's Eye house. How you doing? What's going on? If you're an empty nester.
It's a big change, needless to say. The dining table just got a little bit more emptier now.
Yeah, big change.
But good for her. The band has big ambitions. It was by Geffen Records of Universal Music Group. So this is not a question of if, it's a question of when, and it's less than 6 months away. So hopefully, Peter, you'll make time to go out to a bunch of concerts and see her with me.
You know I will be. I'll be right there among all those screaming tweens. It'll be lots of fun, Sri.
More fun from backstage, Peter.
Yeah, maybe we'll slip in a little baseball game while we're together, wherever that concert is. So I'm looking forward to that. Hey, as we record this, we're a day after opening day. I think the Arizona Diamondbacks have already been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. You know, there are all sorts of things going on. You and I are very excited about the baseball season.
Juan Soto got a ribby, which is great. The first run on the board.
I know. How about that?
More importantly, he saved the game at the bottom of the ninth, and Clay Holmes disappointed as usual.
Well, as for me, the trio of Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman is already paying off dividends, Sri. I'm feeling good about this season. Well, anyhow, before we get to our guest, we want to ask you, our audience, to help spread the word about this community we've created in the CPG Guys. Beyond sharing our podcast with your friends and colleagues, if you're using Apple or Spotify as your preferred listening platform, please leave us a rating. So go and click those stars. We don't care what number you choose. My personal favorite number is 5. I think that's Sri's favorite number, but in any event, leaving a rating is important because it feeds the algorithm that makes us more findable by CPG retail people like you looking to be both educated and entertained. We're also very happy that the CPG Guys is part of a really impressive collective of highly rated podcasts, including Fast Forward, hosted by our own Brian Gildenberg, CPG Scoop with Risa and Jennifer, and of course, FMCG Guys, the hottest podcast across the pond with Daniel Afrain and Christine. Lastly, we are incredibly proud of our allyship with Next Up, formerly known as Network of Executive Women, whose mission it is to advance the cause of women in business and to promote gender equality in the workplace. Next Up has terrific educational and networking resources that are available to its members. Of course, Sri serves as a director of Next Up. Links to our podcasts, our sister casts, our landing page on Next Up, and of course, the social media profiles of Sri's daughters, Ria and Laura, may be found in the digital liner notes of this episode. Whatever you're listening, 92% of you listen on Apple or Spotify, toggle on over and click the liner notes, and they're hyperlinks to all this. You don't have to write anything down. They're all in there. So with any further ado, why don't we get to our conversation, shall we, Sri? I don't think I need to tell any one of our regular listeners of this podcast how much we love discussing retail media. I mean, we've touched on retail media in over 100 of our 360-plus episodes. Yet despite having terrific guests from most of the leading retail media networks and notable manufacturers, one of the OGs of retail media has never made an appearance on the CPG Guys. Well, that ends today. 12 months ago, at the invitation of Sarah Travis, head of Roundel, Sri, Brian, and I made our way to the northern state of Minnesota, where we were afforded a wonderful opportunity to speak to several hundred Roundelians who had gathered together at Target HQ for the first time since the onset of the pandemic. For over an hour on stage, we answered questions about our industry and had a terrific opportunity to socialize with the Roundel team. It was at this event that we first met today's guest. He joined Target nearly 2 years ago, where he now serves as Vice President of Partner Solutions for Roundel, Target's retail media group. Prior to Target, he spent nearly 10 years at Google and 12 years before that at Velasys. He's a Big Ten alum, having earned his degree from Michigan State University. We may make him sing the fight song. And he's here to tell us about everything going on at Roundel. Please join Sri and me in welcoming to the podcast, Matt Drzewicki. Matt, how are you? Welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks very much. Thanks for the kind intro. Great to be here. First of all, you know that this is a world class run podcast when the host does his homework and can pronounce a last name correctly, like my own. So I appreciate that very much, Peter.
My pleasure, Matt. Happy to have you here. Hey, we're really glad you're taking time. And as I said, we've been chasing y'all down for quite a long time. Sarah first reached out to me. I want to say it was like the summer of 2022. She was a couple months over from Google, and she said to me, she just wanted to reach out and said, I want to thank you. I said, what do you want to thank me for? And she said, well, like, I've come into this new role, and like, your podcast is one of the greatest sources of understanding the entire retail media landscape. We were very touched and honored. And then she was so kind to invite us out to Minneapolis to speak with you as you were gathering in March of last year. We're so glad to have you here to talk about Roundel to our audience, because I know it's been a big thing. Before we get to the questions we've prepared, why don't you just start very high level and tell us, what is Roundel? Like, what's the deal here?
Yeah, happy to. And first, just want to thank you and Sri and Brian for joining us in Minnesota last year. I don't know if you got the results from our survey that we provided to our team members, but your session was really a highlight for our Roundelians. So thank you very much. Appreciate that, and hope to have you back again someday soon. Travel to our Minnesota headquarters. We'd love to have you.
I love what Sri and I find ourselves in Minneapolis very frequently for our other avatars, you know?
I would think so. I would think so. So our door at Target and Roundel is always open to you all. So Roundel, you know, real simply, we are Target's retail media network, Roundel, media designed by Target. We're working with really all of Target's vendor partners in developing and executing, implementing their media campaigns in connection with the Target guest.
Thank you for that. Matt, in the digital liner notes of this episode, along with all the other hyperlinks we previously referenced, we're going to include links to your LinkedIn profile, to Roundel's LinkedIn page, and of course, to Roundel's website, so our listeners can access that and learn a little bit more as they're listening to the melodious tones of our voices, educating and entertaining them over this conversation. So let's get down to the questions. I'll open it up and Sri will follow. Let's learn a little bit about you. What's your background and what's your role at Roundel?
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Yeah, as you kind of mentioned in the bio in the intro, I'm actually about to celebrate my 2-year Roundel-iversary here as a Target employee. I lead our partner solutions group. We're responsible for sales and account management, engaging with all of our vendor partners. As you mentioned, Target is the third place I have ever worked. Very proud to be a Target team member. Very proud to be a Roundelian. Also love the fact that you've picked up on our vernacular, Peter, in how we refer to ourselves. And really, finding this role 2 years ago, very serendipitous in terms of my background. I began my career, as you mentioned, very proud to have started my career in CPG and media at Velasys. number of years there working across a number of different capacities. And really, you could argue companies like that were really at the forefront of retail media back in the early days of media, right? The FSI coupon was arguably one of the first performance media that a CPG had access to understand what was actually happening in terms of volume, unit movement, et cetera. So again, very thankful that that I started my career there. I then pivoted and spent over a decade at Google doing absolutely nothing with the CPG community, which was a significant change for me. But it was really, to me, it helped what I call kind of give me a digital MBA, so to speak, specifically within the world of e-commerce. I worked mostly throughout my tenure there with pure play e-commerce advertisers, DTC brands born of the web, some of really the most sophisticated e-commerce marketers in the industry, really helping kind of give me a perspective on that space and really go real deep in terms of the next level of performance marketing and what was hot at the time, right? In terms of when we talk about paid search and other media. I've always been a performance marketer at heart. I'm in the camp that all media, all marketing is performance. It's just what you decide to measure against. And so really coming here to Roundel has been a really great combination of those first two worlds of mine. So really, really excited and have been thankful to have been here for the last 2 years.
Matt, first of all, welcome to the show. Also exciting to have somebody from Roundel, because this moment has been a year and a half or so in the making, as Peter already alluded to. And we're thrilled that we can finally bridge that last missing gap in our niche, which is retail media. Peter explained that we have over 100 episodes. Anytime we poll our audience, now a large audience, on what is the topic they want to speak about, I've teased everything from inflation to the return to brick and mortar, traffic, AI, tech, personalization. Retail media wins by a landslide. Our highest downloaded episodes are retail media, and today we fulfilled that gap that we had. So that's awesome. So congratulations on your role as well, Matt, and for the last 2 years taking Roundel to where it is today. So one curiosity question I'd love for you to address for our audience. You look at Roundel versus some of the other RMNs in our industry. Roundel is pretty much integrated into the day-to-day business of merchants at Target. It's just, it's one, it flows, it gels, it's part of campaigns, it's like automatic at this stage. Take us through the history of an evolution of Roundel. When did you guys start up? I'm sure it wasn't easy in the beginning. You had to convince the merchants to, as sophisticated as it is now.
Yeah, thanks, Sri. And again, thanks for the comments. Happy to be here, thrilled to be here. I would say, you know, obviously, given my tenure here, it's only been about 2 years. I have to go back into some of the archives, Sri, of some of the legacy information we have surrounding the early days of Target Media Network before we branded ourselves as Roundel Media, designed by Target. But we were really one of the first, one of the earlier retail media networks that were out there, and given that history, I would say that legacy, we do know what works, and it's really about starting with culture here within the business and having a strong and inclusive one, and really contributing to what is a very collaborative organization that is Target. You mentioned it, Sri, in the basis of your question, in terms of just the integration of Roundel and our media offering into the conversations with our merchant partners. That is part of our culture here at Target. And we enjoy that here within Roundel as well. We work hand in hand and have for a long time with our digital partners, our marketing partners, loyalty, our tech team. It's all about holistic experiences for the guest, and then being able to then translate and offer that to brands. You know, most importantly, you mentioned all of our work is rooted in understanding our partners' business with Target and what we are seeking to drive in terms of mutually beneficial outcomes in collaboration with our merchant partners, who really speak the language of our vendor partners' business. It's a one-target approach is really the way that we think about it. And it translates to strong connections to our 165 million guests who love Target. And that love matters. And it translates directly to trust. We actually have some data that for individuals who have made purchases from Target, their trust in messages that we here at Target deliver is actually 4 times higher than ads where there really is no relationship or connection. So if you think about that, again, that translation of love into trust is really important and something that we take to heart here and is a big part of our evolution of our business. As I mentioned, we're early in the space. We've actually always thought about our offering differently, with a goal of reaching guests across their entire journey. We actually, recently spoke to this stat publicly, but 35% of our business is actually coming from off of our owned and operated properties of Target.com and the app. 35% of our business here in Roundel. And it was something that we recognized actually years ago was important to drive incremental reach and impact for our brands. I think all of us in the industry hear about, the next frontier in retail media is to actually go off platform, right? And to think about how do we engage, consumers off platform. We are there and have been there for quite some time. And so, right, it comes to life in the solutions that we offer on discovery, on platform, in store, that I think really, differentiates us. And really that differentiation drives impact to the business here. We had a very proud moment a couple weeks ago here at Roundel where we were featured as part of Target's financial community meeting, an analyst call. We've grown by more than 20% in the last year, delivering over $1.5 billion in value for Target in 2023. As Brian Cornell, our CEO, says, that's punching well above our weight class. We're very proud of the fact that the performance of our media has improved by 50% year over year. And we're also really proud since 2018, our team has grown by nearly 50% with significant investments in analytics, a best-in-class media operations team in Bangalore, India, and really bringing in a nice amount of talent to complement our existing team members and Roundelians who have been with us since those early days of 10 plus years ago when we started this journey in retail media.
Wow, Matt, that's terrific. Some great stats there, and congratulations on the recognition as part of the recent analyst call for getting mentioned and delivering such substantial value back to Target. Let's look at the overall advertising landscape. How do you think it's changed with the emergence and the incredible growth that's taking place in retail media networks overall? And what opportunities does this present to brands that are trying to connect with consumers up and down the funnel?
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, retail media, commerce media, whatever we want to, whatever we want to call it, it is certainly a natural evolution to advertising. And I think really delivers a long awaited promise of performance marketing for CPGs. As I mentioned to you, right, I'm a longtime performance marketer and somebody who spent a decade at Google working very deeply in paid search. And it really just wasn't as viable a tactic for traditional consumer packaged goods at the time in the early days, just given the digital penetration of some of these brands, the consumer journey, and where it was at the time. Retail media, is really, again, fulfilling this ability to get a full picture of exactly what is happening with media dollars. And this is, not news to any of us, right? We've been in the business a long time. The, a media and an ads business follows the consumer, like radio to linear television, like print to digital. This is the next evolution of this move of where the consumer is, going, and really, quite frankly, is at already. And for us, right, it starts with the guest, right? You'll hear me refer to our guest quite frequently here, and it really is our North Star in terms of how we think about things here at Target, as well as Roundel. And we know that the way that they shop is obviously not linear, and it's omni-channel. That linear shopping path, we all know, it's not news that, that is behind us. Shopping has really become fully integrated in how we go about our day. And so when you think about, the you know, 40% of consumers who are starting their purchase online, 20% of them starting on a social platform. Inside of Target stores, we're serving 50,000 guests in our stores weekly. And shoppers engaged with us digitally about 6 billion times in 2023. So when you think about all of those different ways that guests and shoppers are engaging with us, we also have to think about technology, keeping up with those expectations of consumers and making sure that we as a retailer are doing our best to meet those needs. One interesting stat I'll share with you is that 76% of our guests are using Target.com or the Target app while they're in our stores shopping with us. Just to paint the picture of just how ambiguous and fluid that shopping journey is, that actually shoots up to 90% when you're talking about a Gen Z audience inside of our stores. We are the number one retailer on TikTok with more followers than any other mass retailer. And we are tagged 2 times as often as other retailers on platforms like Instagram. Roundel, Target, we have to be positioned where that guest is throughout their journey when inspiration strikes. And that's really the way that we've designed the connection between our stores, our digital experience, where we show up on social, et cetera.
Wow. Did I hear 76% use the app in store, going up to 90% for Gen Z and number one retailer on TikTok? That's you're getting ready for tomorrow, not just today. Congratulations to all of you, not just at Roundel, but also I want to say all your merchants at Target for adopting that. So there are many RMNs. You quoted some stats here. This is big, big news, big numbers. There are other RMNs in the picture as well. That, you know, while you have amazing numbers that you just quoted, as well as the engagement through the entire consumer journey, the shopper journey, customer journey, your guest, primarily your guest. You also quoted a number earlier about offsite being in the 35% range for you. The big question I have for you is, let's do a comparison sheet. No need to take names, but the question really comes back to, what will be the key benefits for brands in taking advantage of this entire funnel with Roundel versus others?
Well, first, I love a good scorecard. I love a good report card. I know there's lots of them out there in the industry. I'll say, listen, there's several areas tactically we could certainly speak to. I'd like to level it up and just speak to two really critical and key aspects of how Roundel and Target is different in this space. First and foremost, it is the strength of relationship with the Target guest. Target shoppers are passionate about their shopping experience, and they exhibit very, very strong levels of loyalty. Majority of these, 90% of our shoppers are also prioritizing quality in their purchases. They expect quality from Target. And they're utilizing, as I mentioned previously, a variety of channels to tailor that shopping experience, seeking convenience and flexibility in when, where, and how they shop. One of the things we're proud of, we saw eMarketer last year, actually Target tied for having the best retail app in 2023 because it had, quote, the most desirable consumer features, including digital wallet, personalization, and fulfillment options. We build these into the experience because this is what our guests expect and this is what they need. And as I mentioned, this, you know, these folks are not just loyal, they are committed to the Target brand. Our most engaged customers contribute to a larger portion of sales compared to our competitors. And this dedication really highlights deep, lasting connection that Target has established with these guests. You may have heard recently, we've got some changes coming with our Target Circle program. We're revamping that out in the market. We're very excited about really some of the new features that are new offerings that are coming with Target Circle. Our Target Circle members today right now actually visit us 5 times more often and spend 5 times more than guests who aren't yet members of Target Circle. Say, okay, well, listen, Matt, what does that have to do with Roundel? What does that have to do with media? What we also know is that we actually see a 33% increase in average ROAS return for Roundel campaigns when it features a Target Circle promo. And that's an average number. That actually shoots up to an over 75% increase in ROAS for categories like baby, beauty, and electronics. So that's the first thing, right? At the highest level, the connection and strength that we have with the target guest is critical. The second differentiator that we are proud of here is the strength of our stores and the omni-channel experience that we are delivering to the guest. You know, the strength of this relationship I just took you through is not just a testament to the brand, but also the strategic positioning of our stores. It's consistently delivering quality, convenience, and joy. Listen, whether it's Kourtney Kardashian hosting a brunch at her local Target as part of her supplement launch, our recent launch that just took place in stores as part of our Diane von Furstenberg collection, all great examples of the power of our store and the experience. And guys, really, one of my favorite ones that's much simpler than what I just referred to is you have children asking to have their birthday parties inside of a Target store. If that's not a testament to the experience and the love that our guests of all ages have with our brand, I don't know what is. And it's about the diverse product selection that we have. It's about the clean and organized store and really journey that takes place, again, in an omni-channel way, right? I mentioned the number of guests who are actually using our app in store, but that Target app also with the digital wallet, it speeds up the checkout process in store, reduces cart abandonment online, helps inspire impulse purchases. These are all things that we also know a really strong site and app experience for those of us within a digital marketing world also helps drive stronger outcomes from a media perspective. Our guest is omnichannel in nature and is really at their core. I'll drop another kind of fun stat on you, really around our leading drive-up pickup option. 20% of our guests using this service pull up, have their order delivered to their car, and maybe more recently a Starbucks for a bit of joy. They then go and park and go into the store. 20% of our guests using our drive-up option get their order delivered from a team member, leave that spot, go park, and walk into the store to do more shopping. They're looking for the experience and are excited about the experience of shopping in the store. All benefits for brands. It's about increased visibility. It's about a positive association that our brands that we partner with can enjoy. And as I mentioned before, it all translates back to trust. Brands benefit from the trust and confidence that consumers have with Target.
First, I'll say that I don't think they always pull away and park somewhere else, which is probably a testament to why it seems over the last year or two, Target has actually increased the number of drive-up spots in the parking lot. Because I think they're there and they're like, well, I've just got a great spot. Now I'm going to go in the store and get a couple other things. But I noticed that. I'll also say I still remember fondly, my love for your stores is tremendous. I still remember fondly standing in line one early morning about 5 years ago for when the limited edition Vineyard Vines line of products appeared in the store. And I still use those today. In fact, I think I was using one of the napkins at breakfast this morning. So I want to remind our audience that that Sri and I are speaking with Matt Drzewicki, VP of Partner Solutions at Roundel, the retail media arm of Target. So Matt, you talked about some of the benefits. What are some of the newer ways that brands are really leveraging Roundel to meet the expectations of consumers in today's environment?
Yeah, so I think this is where we are most excited as we enter into 2024 and beyond here at Roundel. We are constantly enhancing our tech and product offerings to really create an even easier, more seamless experience, starting first with our partners, with our advertisers, helping them reach guests throughout the entire shopping journey. That's starting this year with our exciting announcement that we made at the beginning of our fiscal year here in February with the launch of our self-service platform, Roundel Media Studio. So this is our, as I mentioned, our self-service platform, making it really much easier for brands, agencies, partners to buy from us, have hands-on keyboards, It builds on the success of our first to market measurement tool, which is called Roundel Kiosk, which provides self-service access to reporting. And really, you know, is and will be a one-stop shop for our partners to plan, activate, and measure, starting with their sponsored product ads, which we refer to as target product ads, our on-site search product, with the expectation with more features and channels to follow. So again, just launched that here in February. Second, when we look at our next wave of innovation here in 2024, it will come through our owned and operated offerings as we start to really explore pairing our premium digital inventory alongside Target's investments into enhancing the on-site experience. One of the things that I haven't mentioned yet that I'll take a second here to mention is just really the significant investment that Target is making in the evolution of its site and app experience. And so as we, as the company is continuing to evolve that experience, Roundel, in partnership with our digital and tech teams, are really looking to identify the best and most optimal places for media placement within our site and app. And that's exciting for us from a digital perspective. Outside of digital, in-store, another component, really allowing our guests to get closer to that point of purchase. I just spent a considerable amount of time talking to you about our stores. And so the natural question would be, okay, so what are you doing in the stores? We actually have a number of digital screens across our stores, like our service hubs that end up at the end of aisles. We've actually successfully tested these service hubs during holiday and are continuing to scale tests this spring with a handful of brands. So again, a unique placement in the store. And then we have our TV walls, which have actually included opportunities for years. I was just in my local store here earlier, saw a great utilization by Nintendo Switch. Here we are. We're recording this on the Friday before Easter. Really great opportunity for a brand like Nintendo to get in front of a captive audience as they are seeking to fill those Easter baskets. So that's our second. And then third is really a very focused effort from us here at Roundel to increase performance and expand measurement off platform, including more sales attribution for more social channels, including Meta and TikTok. We want to make sure that everything that we are bringing to market with our partners is offering closed loop reporting. And so that's a commitment that we are making. It's something that we are striving for. And as we work with our off-platform partners, is an expectation that we have of and with them to make sure that we are able to provide closed loop reporting. We'll also explore some new platforms like digital out of home that will also include closed loop measurement. So more to come on that throughout the course of 2024.
Awesome, Matt. You described a lot of capabilities in store, app, online, closed loop measurement, although we're going to dig in more into metrics at some point. But none of this can be done unless you have a solid backbone of technology, data collection, data processing, data analytics, which is really shaping these outcomes that you discussed. So can you give us some insight into what that looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned, we are continuing to improve the digital experience at Target, on Target.com and the app, really leaning into technology, data analytics to drive increased performance for our advertisers and really make ads, you know, that much more relevant for our guests. A couple examples, you know, as I've mentioned, we've got this, you know, this investment that we are making. Are the two of you users of the Wayback Machine? Are you familiar with the Wayback Machine, right? Where you can put a URL into the Wayback Machine.
I love that.
Right? It's a lot of fun, Sri. I'd encourage you to check it out. Basically, you can then select a date and go back, I think maybe as far back as the late 90s of what a particular URL looked like versus today. So I'm going to offer this to both of you and make a note on the Wayback Machine. And even if you looked back 6 months ago on Target.com to today, you're going to see a more relevant, personalized experience on Target.com today than you saw 6 months ago. And then I'm going to find you, PVSB, at some industry event, because I know you're all of them 6 months from now, a year from now, and I'm going to ask you to do that again and look back to today versus where we're at 6 months from now. You'll see changes yet again. I offer that to you again, because when we talk about, and this is something that I know from my previous life at Google and working with some of the most sophisticated e-commerce advertisers out there, a powerful, modern site delivering personalized experiences will always deliver better, stronger results for the business that translates directly to media. And so the more time and work and investment that Target is making in its site and its app has a direct correlation to the outcomes that our media will be delivering for our partners. So it's really important for us to know and understand, again, that connection back to our partners in digital and the work that they're doing and what's to come. So that's the first thing that I would offer up in terms of investment areas. The second is a significant investment inside of Roundel. As I mentioned, bringing in a lot of talent within our analytics, performance and insights organization, a team of data scientists who are building a tool in-house, an optimization tool in-house, really to optimize towards advertiser goals, from awareness to consideration to conversion. Sri, you mentioned that we have a lot to offer here within this business. I would argue, when I think about differentiation out in the wild, I think Roundel, Target, we have probably one of the most expansive offerings out there in terms of on-platform and off-platform partners. But that also delivers a significant amount of complexity for partners that we're working with. And actually, how do you develop an effective campaign to drive the kind of outcomes that you are seeking? We're going to be relying on machine learning. We're going to be relying on artificial intelligence to help us, in partnership with all of you, to learn what the best combination of tactics, of channels are to help deliver against those outcomes. And then finally, I would just offer, we'll continue to work really closely with platform partners, right? We also know and recognize that we can't build it all, that we can't do it all ourselves. And so we rely on some really strong partnerships across the industry, API integrations, et cetera, to make sure that we are driving the best performance of our media.
Thanks for that, Matt. Obviously, as brands seek to invest in all of the capabilities that Roundel is offering them, they need to know, to your point, that there is performance in these marketing capabilities. So how is Roundel providing brands with the tools to track and analyze the overall advertising performance to their satisfaction?
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier, our first entrance into self-service was actually a platform we refer to as Kiosk, Roundel Kiosk. And that is really hands-on keyboard, direct access to performance of media that our partners are running with Roundel. As of very recently, and with the launch of Roundel Media Studios, our really on-site search or our target product ads offering, we will now also offer analytics for our on-site search product. So bringing that all together within Kiosk to be able to pull those reports down, understand performance, really wanting to give transparency to performance first and foremost, which we know and recognize is what the industry wants and is asking for, and really want to make sure that it's much easier for our partners to make decisions and optimize their media buys. You know, one of I mentioned transparency. One of our areas of focus is to work with industry partners like the IAB to make sure that retail media measurement is better for all advertisers. Transparency is a value that we absolutely hold here within Roundel. And so again, when we think about just giving ultimate access via self-service platforms like Kiosk and Roundel Media Studios, we want our partners to have a single source of truth. And that's what we believe that those platforms provide.
Excellent, Matt. Thank you so much. So you referred briefly to external partnerships that you may have as required on the tech side and other partners as required to fulfill this promise of full funnel marketing for brands. So what are some key strategies and tech integrations that are actually helping with that very brand growth and engage customers and stay competitive?
Yeah, so I think about this one in three buckets: process, products, and people. From a process perspective, we want to make it easy for our partners to work with us and buy from us. This will mean continued improvements in Roundel Media Studio, in Roundel Kiosk, as well as, I mentioned earlier, expanding our measurement offerings with major tech partners like Meta, TikTok, and Google. Second, from a products perspective, it is our responsibility, we believe, to really be bringing our partners new and enhanced points of connection with our guests that naturally drive performance for advertisers. So for us, that means, you know, driving format and channel innovation. I think a good example of this is video ad formats that blend entertainment with shopping. We're continuing to build our CTV offering with new industry-leading formats, like our new shoppable CTV format. It actually allows an advertiser to leverage our first-party data for targeting and measure across premium CTV inventory, as well as tap into, as I've mentioned before, our industry-leading order pickup service or same-day delivery or shopping in-store. And then finally, Sri, I think it's really important when you ask the question about strategies, people comes to mind. And I think it's about getting the right people at the table. And it's one of the things that continues to strike me even after nearly 2 years here as I meet with many of our partners. When I first arrived, I was actually surprised to see a lack of agencies at the table, a lack of digital marketing professionals at the table when we were talking about retail media. And a lot of conversations focused around sales and shopper marketing, which is critical and is really important. But I think it's one piece of a broader conversation that needs to take place as we're engaging with our partners to deliver brand growth, to deliver those best outcomes, is to make sure that everyone has a seat at the table. So it's one of the things that we encourage here at Roundel is to make sure that everyone comes to the table. And that's from a target perspective too. And so that's inviting Roundel, our merchant partners, our loyalty partners to the table, along with the shopper marketers, the sales folks, the national media folks, agency partners. When we all come together, it also increases all of our collective knowledge on the business so that long term, it maybe doesn't become as expensive of a meeting or as crowded of a room because it really raises the knowledge level of everyone in the room. So I do think that that's a really, really important aspect of things that we're encouraging here at Roundel. And I just think from an industry perspective, we need to be doing differently.
Okay. Last question for you, Matt, before we let you go. You ask any brand marketer, they're probably intently focused on growing the equity of their brand by bringing new consumers in. So I'd love to know how Roundel is focused on providing advertisers with full funnel marketing capabilities, particularly the ones around discovery, that you're going to get through offsite and, frankly, through the emergence of in-store to complement all the great work you're doing with on-site search offerings that tend to traditionally be focused more mid-lower funnel. And what partnerships do you want to highlight that are really enabling these capabilities?
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, our current offerings are really leading from the front in terms of moving beyond on-site search. We know from our own data that an integrated multi-channel campaign can help improve results. We actually took a look at our data in a recent study. We observed an increase in ROAS when advertisers leverage offsite channels for traffic with the benefit of enhancing onsite media efficiency. Pairing onsite with two offsite channels drove ROAS nearly 1.5x above the baseline, and three offsite channels led to results nearly 2.5x above the baseline. So we know from our own data that it is extremely important to make sure that we have a holistic media campaign to drive better results for our partners. I actually can't think of a better example of how we bring this all together into life for our guests than a recent holiday campaign that we did with Apple. Listen, we're only a few months off of the holiday. As I mentioned, we're recording this just days into Easter, another while not as large, another gifting moment in many households across the country. Tech products top many guests' gift lists. So we worked with Apple on a really comprehensive campaign to keep their products front and center for guests during the holiday season. Customized content designed to reach our guests across a number of platforms, including connected TV, YouTube, social media. We co-created a holiday video ad and really made us the first Apple partner to highlight the new Double Tap feature on its Watch Series 9 in the spot. To add relevance, we used AI on our site to position the right products in the right moments. So think serving up promotions to Red Card or our newly rebranded Circle Card. So they get the best deal plus their extra 5% off by using their card or helping a guest find the perfect gift for their teenager. So the integrated campaign really tapped into Target's powerful ecosystem of digital, social, marketing, our merchant partners, and it absolutely resonated with shoppers. We deepened relationships with existing guests and attracted new ones with a significantly higher new guest rate compared to prior Apple campaigns at Target. I think this just takes us back to one of your first questions around the evolution of advertising, and I think it's the perfect example of the evolution. The natural evolution of engaging in partnership with our brands to deliver unique, multi-channel solutions, which drive real business outcomes for both the retailer and the brand. We are in a symbiotic relationship. Target and Roundel, we are very proud to be leading from the front to enable these results for our partners. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate the time.
I want to remind our audience, please visit cpgguys.com, where you can find all of our content. Our episodes are tagged, so you can find episodes based upon the topic that's of interest to you, topics like retail media, for example. And if you think your company or you have some thought leadership to contribute to our community discussion, drop us an email at contact@cpgguys.com. Maybe you can join us on a future episode of the podcast. And of course, for those of you using Apple and Spotify, please, please, please leave us a rating. Also write a review. We want to hear what you have to say, what you think about, what you like, what you don't, what you want more of, because we want to be a community-driven podcast. And of course, thank you to the 30,000 plus followers we have on LinkedIn who turn to us to both educate and entertain them about everything going on in our industry. Matt Drzewicki, thank you for taking time out of your day to join us and talk to the CPG guys about all the great stuff going on at Roundel. We really appreciate it.
It is my pleasure, guys. I appreciate it. A lot of fun. Thank you very much. And like I said at the top, the door is always open to you all. We'd love to have you back in Target HQ to address the Roundelian population.
We will take you up on that offer. We loved interacting with you and your colleagues. What a great atmosphere and what tremendous work you're doing for the company and helping brands engage with Target guests. Sheree, let me turn to you. Maybe a couple of salient and curated points on what you really like hearing from Mr. Drzewicki today.
Hey, thank you so much, Peter and Matt. In case you're wondering why I had this yellow pencil in my hand and I was looking away from the camera, it's because I actually take notes on the episode. So let's see what we learned. So first of all, when Matt said this is only the third company he has worked for, and he seemed very happy to say, I'm proud to be part of the Target family. That's what a brand wants to see. So what does Roundel provide? Holistic experiences for guests, but with a lens of actually translating that to what it means for brands. How do they do that? Understanding partners' business and what they seek to drive by understanding value equations of brand. While it's still evolving, a lot of progress has been made overall, but there was a lot of emphasis on full funnel, reaching guests across their journey. We learned some incredible insights data, call it what you may, 35%. Traffic comes from offsite, which is huge. Best in class media operations team in India, which I imagine allows scale pretty quickly, as well as brevity, not just breadth. Congrats on being mentioned in the latest analyst call. I noticed Peter mentioned that. And then this statement you made about Roundel as an RMN fulfilling the big picture of how to deal with media dollars, which is much more than just RMN. And You gave numbers, shoppers engaged. The ones that caught my eye, 6 billion times in 2023, digitally. 76% guests using the Shop app while in store, shooting up to 90% for Gen Z. No wonder you earned your spot as the number one retailer on TikTok. It's no surprise to me whatsoever. And you're tagged twice as much as others on Instagram, which means you guys have your digital act completely wrapped up in a wrapper. Then we spoke a little bit about the quality aspect in shopping. Top amongst app for fulfillment option is one I took away. Ease of shopping was another one. So much so that you felt that guests are committed to the target brand. This being the whole omnichannel experience being a big anchor of it. Talked a little bit about how that results in 76% revenue, 76% increase in ROAS. You gave two categories in particular, baby, beauty. I forget whether you give healthcare or not. The strength of stores and how omnichannel experience is in. But later on, I picked up service hubs, TV walls. For those that don't know what those means, get in touch with Roundel and find out. And then this fantastic thing of 20% of guests order for delivery, park in a spot, pick up their stuff, and then actually walk in store. The key word you said was not they walk in store to go find more stuff. You said for the omnichannel experience. And then the announcement of the self-service Roundel Studio for brands and agencies to work on. We asked you about metrics. You talked about closed loop measurement and how now you have data scientists on board for optimization, for awareness, all the way through the funnel for consideration. I now know what Wayback is, and I already started playing with what the target site looked like in 2011, although it took me to targetcom.com. Of course, you had to mention ML and AI. No CPG Guys podcast episode can go by without those. But you're not trying to do everything yourself. You're bringing on partners as required. One of those is working with the IAB on standardization and radical transparency of metrics. Then we got into process, product, and strategy, long-term playbook for Roundel, Roundel Studios, kiosk, TikTok and Google measurement, meta measurement on the product side, full funnel shopping, and the strategy side. Of course, everything starts with talent, right people at the table. And finally, we wrapped it up with the example of the Apple one that I'm a target shop guest and shopper. I'm getting hit with the Apple ads. I solved the mystery now for why between AirTags, watch, the $100 discount that I got across Macs as well as on AirPods, and the steady availability of AirPods at Target. Now I've solved the mystery, gift giving, holiday rewards, it all coming together. And the example you gave of the ad with the double tap watch feature.
Amazing.
There we go.
Thank you for that summary, Sri. Greatly appreciate it. And again, Matt, thanks for joining us to our audience. We're grateful that you joined us. We look forward to speaking with you on the next episode of the CPG Guys podcast. Goodbye. The content in this podcast episode is provided for general informational purposes only. By listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as advice from CPG Guys LLC or the individual author, hosts, or guests, nor is it intended to be a substitute for research on any subject matter. Reference to any specific product or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by CPG Guys LLC. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The views expressed by CPG Guys LLC do not represent the views of their employers or the entity they represent. CPG Guys LLC expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, or inability to use this podcast or the information we present in this podcast.